Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone to this, the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. Just a few quick announcements. Tomorrow night, we will have council meeting at the church office at 7 p.m. August the 16th, back to school blessings, and it appears it will be virtual since Governor Cooper extended phase two. Now for the birthdays and anniversaries. Happy birthday to Robert Fritz, Minnie Conrad, Sandra Vaughn, Ashton Chapman, and Andrew Curry. Happy anniversary to Johnny and Tammy Turner, Robbie and Randy Hillman, Matt and April Bunton. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and with their hearts may your peace, which pass all understanding, abide all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and in of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, our defender, storms rage around and within us and cause us to be afraid. Because your people rescue your people from despair, deliver your sons and daughters from fear, and preserve in us the faith of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading this morning is from the book of 1 Kings. At Horeb, the Mount of God, Elijah came to a cave and spent the night there. One of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown away your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." Then the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also, you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nima, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elijah, son of Shaph of Adminah, as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall kill. And whoever escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elijah shall kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." The word of the Lord. The psalm appointed for this morning is a portion of 85. Let me hear what the Lord God will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet righteousness, and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and will make a path for his steps. The second reading is from the book of Romans. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith ways, do not stay in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your hearts. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if we confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. No one believes with the heart and is so justified, and no one confesses with the mouth is so saved. The scripture says, "No one who believes in him will be put to shame, for there is no distance between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one whom they have never heard? And how are they to without someone proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent, as it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to the 14th chapter of St. Matthew. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our salvation. Amen. So as this is the, well, however many times that I've been with you since March, beginning to think that my sermons are probably need to be labeled under the term pandemic preaching. But not necessarily doom and gloom. Some folks are still prone to that and the end of the world kind of stuff. But since sharing good and hopeful word in the midst of a pandemic. So just to start you out with a little story, there was a congregation that was searching for a pastor. And as the call committee had narrowed down the choices, they invited one to come in. And the pastor came in, and a couple of members of the call committee were fishermen. They liked to fish. And so they thought, well, let's invite this prospective pastor out to go fishing with us. So they invited, and the pastor said, "Oh, that'd be great. I'm in town for a few more days. I like to fish." So they get all their fishing tackle and everything together, get some for the pastor. They go down to the lake. They're in the boat. They're out in the middle of the lake, and they're fishing. All of a sudden, a storm rolls up. Waves coming up. Boat topples over. Okay. They're out there, scared to death, screaming. And the guys are like, "Where'd the pastor go? Where'd the pastor go?" And they turn around and look, and the pastor is walking on water across to them. One of them looks at the other, "Oh, great, pastor can't even swim." So we look at things some ways positively, but some negatively. I'd rather look at the positive than the negative, but I know the negative's there, and I have to speak on it. We have to deal with it. So someone once said, in the cross, Jesus takes a minus and turns it into a plus. Out of something bad, God brings something very good. So when all the negativity of the world takes aim at Jesus, Satan doing his best piece of work, Pharisees plotting to destroy him, his pain and suffering endured on the cross, God brings good news, the resurrection. The tomb is empty. No body is there. Two words, no body. And nothing to be found in the tomb except the garments. So you can't keep a good God down, especially ours. Back when I was little, I loved playing sports. Still do. My body just kind of rebels against me in doing that. But I remember in baseball, Boyd Queen was my first T-ball coach. And then I had Don Beck for Pee Wee baseball and Jimmy Beck for Little League baseball. And Jimmy was, even though all three of those guys are great, Jimmy was by far the one that I grew the most with in baseball. And I remember him always telling us, keep your eye on the ball when you come up to bat. So that can mean the difference between a hit, a strikeout, or getting hit by the pitch. And I didn't like getting hit by the pitch very much, but I got hit by the pitch quite often. And Jimmy told me, he said, don't be afraid. Stand in there. He said, the only reason they're throwing at you is because they're scared you're going to knock it over the fence. So getting that fear out of me. So in Matthew 14, 22 to 33, we find similarity. Life, the focus of what we're doing at that time. Our focus on faith in the midst of troubles and difficulty. There's not enough space to describe all the troubles that we face in this world. The coronavirus, the economy, protests, division, an election year, people dying, people dealing with depression, isolation, and relationships that are turning for the worst. We don't have to like it, but that's life. That's how it is. But we have a choice. We can choose to focus on the bad things of life or focus on who has the ability to help us deal with it. In Matthew's account, we find Jesus, who had just fed 5,000 people on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Then he sends the disciples across the lake. Several hours later, the disciples encounter a storm, and Jesus comes to them, walking on the water. The boat is battered by wind and waves of the storm, just like we feel battered by this pandemic storm, all the changes that we face from day to day. But in the midst of the storm, we should hear a very human reaction of anxiety and fear, but we should hear Jesus returning to us and saying, it is I. Do not be afraid. So once again in our lives, Jesus can bring calm to a distressing situation by saying, take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. When feelings of distress seek to overwhelm us, Jesus brings his good word of assurance. We fix our sights on the financial news, medical updates about the virus, political battles, fear and anxiety. But the lesson of the gospel reading is we need to keep our eyes on Jesus, the one who stills the waters, calms the winds, brings peace to our fears, and overcomes the storms in our lives. Keep our eyes on Jesus because he's the one who will carry us through. So in the story, Jesus invites Peter to step out of his safety, out of the boat, in the midst of a storm that surrounds him, to step out in great faith. Jesus likewise invites us to step out in faith. And even with all the challenges and difficulties that come our way, it's still Jesus that is going to rescue us. So Peter steps out, and at least for a time, he's walking on the water toward Jesus, who had invited him. Peter does fine, but only for that moment that he is focused on Jesus. When he takes his focus and center attention off Jesus, he begins to sink. But it's Jesus that takes him by the hand. Takes him by the hand, lifts him up from what would have been a possible drowning. Several years ago, Gene McClellan composed the gospel pop song, Put Your Hand in the Hand. Peter put his hand in the hand of Jesus, who lifted him up and saved him. The hand of the man who stilled the water. The hand of the man who calmed the sea. Jesus' hands were the ones nailed to the cross for you, for me. His hands bring healing, give sight to the blind. His hands bless children. His hands reached out to Peter in his time of terrible trouble. And his hands are there for you. So like the gospel and the gospel song encourage, put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water, the hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Put your hand in the hand of Jesus, who will carry you through. Please choose faith over fear.
Apostles' Creed, found on page 217. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. For your whole church throughout the world, give courage in the midst of storms so that we see and hear Jesus calling. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. May we follow Christ wherever he leads. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the well-being of your creation, protect waterways, forests, lands, and wildlife from exploitation and abuse. Help the human family endeavor to sustain and be sustained by the resources of your hand. Lord, in your mercy. For the nations and their leaders, in you steadfast love and faithfulness meet, and righteousness and peace will kiss. May nations in conflict know the peace that is the fruit of justice, and the justice that is the path to peace. Lord, in your mercy. For those in need, everyone who calls upon your name will be saved. Accompany all who are lonely. Hear the voices of those who cry out in anguish, and support those who are frustrated. In their search for an affordable place to live, for their economic well-being. For those who suffer, for those who lack health and lack wholeness, we pray for those, especially Burnett, Gary, Walter, Aldine, Teresa, Jean, the family of Dwight, Randy, Carrie, Libby, Barbara, Mary, Joe, Brian, Bill, Rex, Paul, Harold, Dickie, our friends and family, Robert, Gary, family of Cleston Nestor, Kenneth, Charlotte, Lynn, Kay, Randy, Eva Ray, David, Pauline, Banks, Houston, Bobby, Jeff, Curtis, Kathy, Joanne, Randy. We also pray for those serving in the U.S. Armed Services at home and abroad, and for those unemployed looking for work, and any that we add at this time. Lord, in your mercy, for our congregation, you have gathered us here today as your people, and we thank you for this gift. We pray for those who are new to this community, for students and teachers preparing for a new school year, and for those struggling with unexpected hardships. Supply us generously with your grace for our life together. Lord, in your mercy. We give you thanks, O God, for the saints of the whole church, from all times and places, and for the saints in our lives, in our community, whom you have gathered to yourself. Lord, in your mercy. In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. At this time, we want to recognize those of our folks that are going off to college, and for those leaving for the military and other ventures, and with a blessing. So please join with me. For all of our collegians, for all of our leaving military service, or those that are maybe moving abroad, as you leave our congregation and begin a new venture in your life, we wish to bid you Godspeed. A reading from John. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will always have the light of life." In holy baptism, our Lord Jesus Christ received you and made you members of his church. When you came into this congregation, we rejoiced to welcome you into the mission we share as a people of God. In this congregation, you have come to know and to share in God's loving purpose for you and for all your creation. God has blessed you in this congregation, and God has blessed us through you. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for all those that are entering a new phase in their lives, education, military, and the working world. And for the time we have shared for them, We now ask that you bless them in this time of transition. Day by day, guide them and give them what is needed. Friends to cheer their way and to clear vision for that to which you are now calling them. By your Holy Spirit, be present in their lives. Guide, guard, and protect them through their pilgrimage, that they may travel always with the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, bless us and direct our days and our deeds in peace, and let us share that peace. Peace be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness. You called forth beauty from chaos and brought life into being for your word of life, O God. We give you thanks and praise. By your word you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts, freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus Christ, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death and way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Send your spirit of truth, O God, rekindle your gifts within us, renew our faith, increase our hope, and deepen our love for the sake of a world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. As Jesus taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Son and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Now we will say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. At this time, I want to also recognize our scholarship recipients. I forgot to do that at the beginning. This year we have 7 recipients, and we apologize for the lateness of this. We never got to do our fundraiser in the spring, so our awards this year are a little bit less to start with. We hope that as things go, we can have another fundraiser. Maybe we can offer them a second gift as we get toward the spring. But our gifts for $500 for each of these students will be dispersed this week. And again, I apologize for the lateness of that. This year's recipients are Caroline Black, Andrew Curry, William Curry, Sarah Grace Davis, Abby Hearn, Jay Proctor, and Logan Turner. Make sure that you congratulate each of these and put them in your prayers as they return to college. Thank you.
world in peace.